The time for getting flu shots begins next week in advance of the winter flu season. The last two flu seasons have been mild, and that worries the nation's top public health officials. They called a press conference in Washington yesterday to warn Americans not to become complacent about getting vaccinated. And the officials advise that a few things are different this year, NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
In the last 3 years, there were worries about shortages in the production of the flu vaccine. Healthy people were asked to wait to get their shots so that the elderly and others at risk could get theirs first. But no one is being asked to wait this year. Dr. Julie Gerberding directs the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The bottom line here is that we have enough vaccine for everyone who needs it this year. We have at least 85 million doses. There's no reason to wait. We want people to get out there and get their vaccine now.
Those considered at high risk who most need flu shots include everyone over age 50, also anyone with a chronic medical condition, including asthma, diabetes, heart or lung disorders, or a weak immune system. Babies and toddlers from 6 to 23 months are also at risk. Still, only about half of those at risk get the vaccine. Dr. Kristen Nickel is with the National Coalition for Adult Immunization. She was among the public health officials at the press conference.
The payoff can be huge, but only if people are vaccinated. Last year, tens of millions of elderly and other high-risk people did not receive an influenza vaccination, and yet tens of millions of doses of flu vaccine were never used and went to waste. What a shame.
One reason for concern is that researchers are now estimating a higher number of flu-related deaths each year, about 36,000 deaths, 12,000 more than previously thought. Among the reasons for the higher estimate, there are more elderly people, and since the 1990s, many flu seasons have been longer and more severe. Nancy Cox runs the CDC's influenza branch.
Now, these severe influenza seasons are strongly linked to the circulation of one particular group of human influenza viruses known as AH3N2.
Cox said that group of viruses was not a factor in recent U.S. flu seasons, but that may change this year. Cox said health officials are watching a part of the world where a difficult flu season is just ending.
Although we simply cannot predict the timing or severity of this coming influenza season, I should mention that these AH3 viruses have predominated during the moderately severe influenza season just now finishing in Australia and New Zealand.
Viruses can jump across borders quickly, so Cox says officials will watch for signs of this strain. They will also watch for serious flu cases among children. She says a monitoring program of healthy children in one Midwestern state last year turned up some disturbing surprises.
10 serious influenza illnesses and an additional 4 influenza-related deaths were identified among previously healthy children in Michigan.
Officials are not sure why those severe flu cases occurred in healthy children. Cox said it may simply be that the flu was more dangerous to children than previously thought, and that those flu-related cases in Michigan would have gone unexplained in the past. For many children and adults getting vaccinated this year, there is a new option. Instead of the flu shot, a new nasal spray vaccine is being marketed. It's called FluMist, and it's expected to be heavily advertised. FluMist is made of live but weakened flu virus. Cox of the CDC says that means that the new nasal spray is not for those in the at-risk groups.
This live intranasal influenza vaccine is only approved for healthy children and adults from 5 to 49 years of age.
One other group got special attention at the press conference, healthcare providers. Dr. Donald Palmisano is the president of the American Medical Association.
The flu can have serious and deadly consequences, and I urge all who work in healthcare, from the nursing home aide to the hospital nurse and the private practice physician, to take preventative action and get vaccinated against the flu. In summary, flu bad, vaccine good, get it now.
Palmisano said only 38% of healthcare providers get vaccinated, even though doctors, nurses, and nursing home aides can easily spread the flu to at-risk patients. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.